go ahead and describe this one. It's a combination of a painting within a painting, and as well as a still life of lemons and bells.
Right. This one's titled Bygone Summers, and the water, it was originally a watercolor of a Homer painting of a young woman laying down reading a book, kind of in a meadow or something. And then I've got two lemons with shadows and two bells with long red ribbons are kind of surrounding her.
What always strikes me about your works, especially when you have sort of these real small details like the, or fine details like the ribbon in here, is just it almost looks like you can reach out and grab it. It's so real, real to me. How do you achieve that? Is it just the play of light with the red of the ribbon, or?
Yeah, it's the play of light, and then there's subtle little changes in tone and value where the ribbon changes color. You know, I just change the color of red I'm using, like basically, and it's not until I put the shadow in that defines where the ribbon is laying, or the lemons, that all of a sudden they pop out and become three-dimensional. And that's part of the reason I like to use the light patterns, I think. It just gives it so much more three-dimensional, and it lightens it up, it brightens it up. And it becomes a compositional pattern, too, the same way with the, you know, the onions.
Yeah, describe this one. This is onions and another bell and ribbon and another. But this is a picture and within the picture again too.
Right, and this one is. You can see the tones are different. It's more southeastern values. You see, it's a lot bluer, the shadows, but it's basically just two onions. And I was thinking of this as kind of an everyday. Everyday life kind of idea. And then the postcard in the medal was sent from our daughter when she was in Ecuador, and it's a Easter parade, and everybody has red capes on, and there's a little Christ at the top that forms a triangle as they're marching down the street. So it's kind of a spice of life, this little red passion in the medal with another bell which has a red ribbon. But that red really contrasts with the gray-blue of the shadows, which are important for the composition. Again,
so. Describe what you did in these paintings with the tulips here.
Okay. They're both paintings of tulips. Actually, there are three. And one has a white background, and one is completely surrounded by dark. And the one in the window of the gallery has the cast shadows, so I think it has a little more realism. But these are, especially the one with the dark red that was used in the poster, it's almost reduced to just bare compositional elements, and you're looking straight down on the tulips. I started by painting all the yellow tulips, I recall, and then putting in where I wanted the leaves to go for kind of a rhythm, and then painted the red, and then the red was used for the dark background, and probably obvious that, you know, in reality there was not that dark red background there, but I think it went well with the, so it's kind of framing the tulips.
They really pop out.
Yeah, they really pop out, and partly because you're also looking down, but there's the three values. There's the white, there's the dark red, and then the tulips themselves. The other one on the left is completely surrounded by darkness, and so they pop out for the same reason, because they're surrounded by a dark area.